Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, earlier this week, the U.S. and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire. So what does that mean for fertilizer prices? Good question. Well, Farm Progress says the deal does include a commitment from Iran to allow the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. However, that likely doesn't mean fertilizer shipments immediately restart. A global analyst for the Independent Commodity Intelligence Services says that the Strait's limited reopening has taken some of the immediate panic out of the world fertilizer markets. However, shipments remain far from normal levels, and no one really knows exactly how much fertilizer will actually move out of the Strait in the meantime. Farm Progress reported that even with the Strait technically open, cargoes may face delays and elevated war risk insurance, so normal trade resumption could take weeks or worse, months. A DTN fertilizer report says that retail prices continue to spike, and in many cases by double digits. Certainly the news none of us were hoping to hear or even have to deal with, given low commodity prices and spring planting underway. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.